With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting. Elevated fire weather conditions are expected across central into northern Iowa today into tonight due to the combination of windy conditions, low relative humidities, and cured agriculture fields and prairie grasses. Elevated fire weather conditions may be experienced once again on Thursday across central into northern Iowa. Corn harvested for grain reached 94% statewide through Sunday, on pace with last year, but 10 days ahead of the five-year average in Iowa. The latest Iowa crop report from the USDA shows the moisture content of field corn being harvested for grain remained steady at 16%. Soybean harvest was nearly complete, on pace with last year, and 9 days ahead of the average. Today, the Butler County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing on the proposal to enter into a development agreement with the Butler-Grundy Development Alliance and then consider adoption of said agreement. The Butler Supervisors will also discuss county health insurance rates for 2024. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet today at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Allison. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services plans to sell some of its land at all five of its state-owned facilities. HHS owns and operates mental health institutions in Cherokee and Independence, the Boys State Training School in Eldora, and the Woodward and Glenwood Resource Centers. Glenwood is slated to close next year. HHS Director Kelly Garcia says one reason they're selling some of the land at the Cherokee facility is to help address that area's housing crisis. Like many Iowa communities, affordable housing is at a premium, and these parcels of land should both bring a good price and create new places to build. Garcia says the department plans to host a town hall meeting in Cherokee Wednesday about the sale. Land surveys are already complete, and the property should be on the market soon. Last week, the Dumont City Council passed on the second and third readings an ordinance amendment concerning licensing of certain animals, in this case dogs. A one-time fee for a license will be $20, but the fines for each violation were increased. The first violation will be $250, the second $500, and the third $750. The Iowa Falls City Council held a special meeting last week and approved to consider negotiations to amend the development agreement to change the city's position on the mortgage from first to second, contingent upon a higher minimum assessment or some other mutually agreed upon amendments to the current development agreement with Nimrod Meats. In other business, the Iowa Falls City Council approved renewal of the city employee health insurance plan with a rate decrease of 4.97%. Tomorrow, the Hampton Public Library Board of Trustees will receive a report from the director regarding the County Library Association meeting with the Franklin County Board of Supervisors, and will consider approving the revised statement of concern and materials reconsideration policy. The Hampton Public Library Board of Trustees meet tomorrow at 5:15 p.m. at the facility. The Iowa Supreme Court has selected District Judge Rustin Davenport of Mason City, District Judge David Odekirk of Waterloo, and Senior Judge Michael Schilling of Burlington as Iowa Business Specialty Court judges. They will join five other judges in their new capacity. The primary aim of the Iowa Business Specialty Court is to move business or complex commercial cases through the court system at a faster pace, with lower costs for litigants and with more efficient use of judicial branch resources. Since its inception in May of 2013, the Iowa Judicial Branch has assigned 204 cases to the business court. 42 of those cases have been assigned this year alone to date. Judge Davenport serves in Iowa Judicial District 2A, which includes Franklin, Butler, Floyd, Cerro Gordo, and Hancock counties in the broadcast area. The travel forecast indicates it'll be a very busy holiday on Iowa's roads next week for Thanksgiving. Brian Ortner, a spokesman for AAA Iowa, says their estimates are showing a significant boost in Thanksgiving travelers for our region of the Midwest, which contains Iowa and five other states.
The projection is 4 million travelers out of the region, including Iowans, are going to be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday travel period. It's the fourth highest forecast on record for our region since 2005. And that means about 2% more, about 85,000 more travelers over this coming holiday than last year.
In the months since the COVID-19 pandemic ended, we've seen a steady increase in travel numbers for Iowa and across the country, as Ortner says many people are taking a YOLO attitude.
Back in late August, there was a initial survey done of our AAA members asking them why they're traveling now, why they're traveling in more numbers. And a lot of them said because it's the you only live once belief. You know, people want to get out and spend time with friends and family.
When people make plans to take a trip, gasoline prices often won't make an impact once their decision is made. But he says it's a nice bonus when pump prices fall in correspondence with a holiday.
You know, if we look at the price per gallon today, on average across the state, we're at $3.05. And that's a great number. And there are some spots around the state that are even less than that $3 level. If we compare that to a year ago at this time, we were $3.51 a gallon. So, you know, more than 40 cents difference.
The Motor Club says about 4.3 million people in our region will be traveling over Thanksgiving, with 3.8 million going by motor vehicle and another 231,000 will be flying.
We're at a new high for what we consider other travel, so that's cruises, trains, bus, and that sort of thing. And a lot of folks are heading for those destination cruises. That number is up almost 13% over last year.
Nationwide, AAA projects 55.4 million people will be traveling at least 50 miles from home over the four-day Thanksgiving holiday. A freshman at St. Paul's Lutheran School in Latimer was recognized over the weekend at the Iowa Honey Producers Conference in Ames. Emmett Elling received the IHPA 2023 Youth Award. Emmett was chosen for the award for his work in promoting and educating others on beekeeping, as well as for his enthusiasm and entrepreneurship in starting his own beekeeping enterprise called Iowa Bee. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is the area coordinator with Operation Christmas Child, Cindy Long, who will discuss this year's effort to send shoeboxes with all types of items packaged inside to children in need around the world. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 65, and the low of 36. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.